You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, here with Kate Lochte and assistant Murray State basketball coach James Kane.
James, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Coach Kane, what goes on with summer camps? Last week, or I guess it was earlier this week, we talked about summer art workshops. Now we're talking about basketball camps with the Racers.
A little bit of everything. You know, Coach Prohm does a phenomenal job with the kids. You know, we start off with the word of the day. We try to teach them some life lessons to start camp off so they could bring home, you know, and share with their parents. But our guys do a phenomenal job of interacting with the campers. We have great ideas with this thing we call the ice cream shot. It's a 75-foot, it's a three-quarter foot full-court shot that, you know, Coach Prohm himself will shoot, or myself, where we have this, you know, this coach named Marcus Smith that would try. But if one of us hits the shot from the free throw line extended far court, all the kids in camp get ice cream, and Coach Prohm pays for
burden.
It all. Yeah, Coach Prohm pays for it all. So to tell you the truth, you know, you could spend about 20 minutes a day just shooting that shot. And I remember my first year at camp, you know, I tried about 3 days trying to hit the shot. And on that fourth day, I finally hit it, but I was sore. You know, my arm was sore. So, you know, but Coach Prohm's hit it in the past, and Marcus has hit it in the past. And you know, we actually have film on YouTube and on our website from, I believe it was last year or 2 years ago. All the kids went crazy, you know, and they dogpiled Marcus. So it was phenomenal. And you know, adding to that, we have this thing called Watermelon Bonanza. So, you know, at the end of camp, we have a competition. And we split the campers in about 8 different teams, or 16 different teams. And, you know, each basket's a different point. You know, Coach Prohm picks the basket, watermelon basket. So whoever wins that, you know, wins the watermelon bonanza. But at the end of camp, Coach Prohm also pays for a bunch of watermelon that he slices up and he hands out to the kids. And actually last year, our manager, Laramie Locke, he actually cut his thumb cutting the watermelon, but so we need to find a new manager to do that. But it's a great camp, you know. And we have special guests, special speakers. Isaiah Cannon came last year right after his NBA draft party and his NBA workouts. You know, and this year you never know. You don't know who Coach Prohm has up his sleeve.
So tell me about the different camps and the age groups and what transpires. I know the little kids get less frenetic activities. So why don't we start there? That's called a mini camp.
Yeah, we have the mini camp. The dates are from June 9th and 12th. We start off with that. You know, the age range is from 5 to 7. But the time, see, the thing about it is it's shorter. It's only from 9 to 12. So you obviously are doing less, but you're having more interaction individually with the kids. And, you know, at that age, their attention span, you know, they're in a station and 2 minutes later they want to go to another station. So you have to be able to manage time. But, you know, we have a lot of fun with it. Our guys, you know, they're creative. Our guys come up with their own stations at times, their own individual skill work. But it's interesting because, you know, at the end of camp, they say, man, Coach, those kids don't listen. And I'm like, well, you know how we feel now, you know. So not only are we helping the community out, but our guys are actually learning on how us coaches feel, you know, when they don't listen to us. So, but we have a great time with it. And, you know, by lunchtime, you know, the kids are ready to go. Parents are there to pick them up. And that's one thing that Coach Prohm, you know, he allows the parents to participate. They're actually in station, you know, they're in stations. We have this thing called Who Wants to Be a Hero, and you have to hit a shot with like 3 seconds left on the clock, and you know, the parents are running from the steps, you know, trying to hit their shot. Their kids are going crazy. But you know, parents are there, they pick their kids up, and you know, and we do it from Monday through Thursday. So the first camp, you know, it gets everything started, it gets everything kick-started, and that leads us into the youth camp 1 and youth camp 2.
And those camps are for older kids, but I understand 7-year-olds can actually apply to fly up, I guess you say, if appropriate.
yeah, you know, the it's from 7 to 17. We have kids from all ages. you know, and we've had great numbers. You know, we've had up to 100 kids. We have more than 100. You know, that 2 years ago we had about 120. So, you know, the slots are filling very fast. You know, with that is the beginning of the day. We split them up. We go through stretching. We go through the word of the day. We go through stretching. We pair the teams up. We pair the competition levels up. You know, they do competition, hot shot, free throw, knockout, dribble tag. And then after lunch, they will play 5-on-5. So we have the OVC for the younger kids. We have the NCAA for the, you know, the ages, the mid ages. And then we have the NBA for the older group. And we have a playoff system towards the end of camp. And then we have this thing called Championship Thursday where all the parents attend. And the championship game is played on the main court, you know. So to tell you the truth, Coach Prohm makes us referee, you know. So I'm there refereeing, you know. The parents are getting into me, and the kids are getting on me. And our players coach the team, you know. So it's interesting to see how a guy like Dexter Fields, you know, he's going to actually draw up a play. Well, let's see what play he draws up, you know. And you could do more with the older guys. But it's very telling for us coaches to see, you know, it helps us out, you know, evaluate our guys, and they do a phenomenal job, and also give back to the community, you know. So it's, you know, everything works hand in hand, and Coach Prohm's been around everywhere in the country, you know, running these camps, and he's very, very hands-on. I've been to different places, you know, and the coach might just show up at the beginning of camp the first day and then close camp at the end of the day. Coach Prohm's there every single day, and he's there for hours upon hours, and he's the one that brings the most energy, and we feed off of it. It trickles down to everybody.
Give me an example of a word for the day.
Attitude, you know, attitude, and you know, what does it mean, or unselfish, or teamwork, you know, things like that. You know, simple words, but it goes a long way in terms of basketball, and then, you know, when you go on life after basketball.
Yeah, we're talking about summer basketball camps with the Racers at Murray State, and I suppose we ought to do the business. Like, how do you sign up?
Oh, yeah, it's very easy. We have multiple ways to sign up. You could go on www.goracers.com. There's a link on there that you could sign up on the website. You can also call our secretary, Becky. You know, she does a phenomenal job. She's very organized. She'll get you situated to wherever you want to be. Her number is 809-6730, or you could call my extension, and you could get me, and that's 809-6804. So, you know, we have multiple ways of signing up, or you could just come to the office, you know, and we love to see the kids come with their parents. So not only are they signing up for camp, but now we might have guys shooting in the gym, and they'll come and hang out with those guys for a couple minutes, and then, you know, they just get excited. You see the excitement on their face, and it just gets you motivated for the month of June.
What's the deadline?
You know, the slots are filling up quick, but you can apply. We would like for you to apply as soon as possible, so we can know what number we're working with going into the camp. But you know, we have the flexibility of walk-ups. You know, but if I was you out there, I would definitely sign up as quick as possible.
So if you say that the finals are played on the main court, where is the camp conducted routinely?
Well, you know, I actually was speaking with another individual about this. CFSB, it's a phenomenal facility. You know, we have a variety of different courts. Plus, if we have an overload of anything, we have a practice gym there, you know, connected with our training room. So, you know, Bob Scales at CFSB Center, he does a phenomenal job getting everything ready for us. So we have four courts up top, and then we have three courts on the bottom, or possibly four if we need it. So, you know, we have eight courts going at a time.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
You know, and it serves well. I know we're not talking about team camp, but we also do team camp on a weekend in between these individual camps. So if there's any high school coaches out there listening, get your teams registered. But, you know, it's phenomenal for team camp as well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. James Kane, assistant coach, the Racers on summer camp. So grandparents and parents, it sounds like a really wonderful experience for little ones.
Yeah, you know, they there's no limits, you know. So if they want to join, if they want to get into the action, if they want to get into a drill, come on board. You know, we have a guy, I don't want to name names out there, but we have certain individuals, certain grandparents that get in there. You know, they get in there and they participate. And you're more than welcome to stay all day long. You know, some just drop them off and go to work, or some just stay all day long and watch them. And they have fun participating throughout the day. So there's no limits. It's all hands-on. So the more
and
the merrier.
And girls are welcome.
Yes, girls are welcome as well. You know, the more the merrier. So don't be shy. Go out there and register.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.